Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been almost 37 years since Massachusetts voters sent a Republican to the United States Senate. Edward Brooke was the last in a long line of GOP senators to represent the state in Congress. Now, with the special election to fill the late Ted Kennedy seat less than 4 months away, State Senator Scott Brown hopes Massachusetts will again send a Republican to the Senate. WBUR's Steve Brown, no relation, has this profile of the Wrentham Republican.
Scott Brown admits he's an underdog in this race, but he's been in tough battles before. The 50-year-old was the son of divorced parents. His mother was on welfare. The turning point, he says, was when he discovered he had a talent for basketball at Wakefield High School.
I was the Middlesex League MVP and All-Star, and then went on to Tufts University, had a great experience there, and was able to teach my kids and other kids. So those life lessons of you know, being hungry and not having a whole lot, I think, defined who I am and what I believe in.
From Tufts, Brown went on to get a law degree from Boston College. While in law school, he did some modeling to help pay the bills, including one photo shoot for Cosmopolitan magazine. Later, as an attorney specializing in family law, Brown got interested in politics on the town level. In the early 90s, he was elected assessor in Wrentham, and then to the Board of Selectmen, before winning a seat to the House of Representatives in 1998. Brown says those experiences would help him in Washington.
Knowing how the people in the municipal level and the government officials and ordinary citizens are trying to deal with a lot of the cuts, not only statewide but nationally, you know, the whole trickle-down theory, when the state's in trouble, the first thing to do is cut municipal funding sources. Just being there for so long and walking in the grocery store and having somebody say, hey, Scott, I need help with A, B, C, or D, you know, you're accountable, you're accessible, and they know where you live, and if you don't solve the problem, you know, they'll let you know about it.
In 2004, Brown saw an opportunity to move up to the state Senate after the Democratic incumbent in his district resigned. Brown won the seat by a mere 349 votes.
Scott's been one of our superstars here in the caucus, and he's really made a name for himself here in the Senate in a very short period of time.
Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesei describes Brown as a thoughtful legislator.
There aren't too many Republicans in the state Senate. So, you know, in order to be effective, you have to be good and really work harder and be more dedicated and follow the process a lot closer than just a regular rank-and-file member.
In his time as a state senator, Brown has focused on opposing higher taxes and what he calls wasteful government spending. But he does have his critics.
It just isn't a stellar record. And that's what I keep hearing from people around, is there's just not a lot of there with Scott.
Marianne Grenier chairs the Democratic Town Committee in Plainville, which is part of Brown's district. She's concerned he doesn't have the temperament to be a U.S. senator.
As we're trying to get work done, as we're trying to figure out what best to do for our district and the Commonwealth, he basically just disregards anyone who doesn't hold the same opinion as he does, and seems often insulted and upset if anyone questions him on anything.
Grenier cites a speech Brown gave to high school students in 2007 in which he took issue with profanity-laced comments posted by students online. Brown says they were aimed at him and his family, and he doesn't regret his remarks.
There are larger problems and bigger problems than, you know, my picture being in a magazine 27 years ago or you know, what I read to some students. We have some very, very real and serious problems, security, homeland security, that I plan to work on very seriously full-time down in Washington.
One focus in Washington could be veteran services and benefits, something Brown has worked on as a legislator in Massachusetts. As a National Guardsman since 1979, Scott Brown says joining the Guard is one of the best things he's ever done. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.